So who here wants to be happy? Okay, you're pretty real. Sometimes we don't want to be happy. Like my brother Jeff told me earlier today, I called and we talked to each other for Christmas. He says there was this horse who walked into a bar on Christmas Eve, and the horse asked for a beer, and so the bartender served him a beer. But then the bartender came back to him and said, "Hey, why the long face?" Well, you guys are a little slow, but it's all right. Well, if you're filled with happiness tonight, good for you. I'm glad for you. You know? That's wonderful. If you're brimming with joy at the Savior's birth and joy at your family being together and the joy of the season, good for you. Because count yourself then blessed. Sometimes, though, no matter how hard we try, we can't be happy. You know? Maybe it's that we're going through a grief that's too hard to bear this year. Maybe it's a health concern for you or for one of your family members. We just found out this week that my dad's girlfriend has Alzheimer's and there's no cure at this point. It's very sad. Maybe your family isn't getting along the way you'd hope they would. Maybe your job situation isn't too settled right now. Maybe you're just like a mom. I was asking people this week, we started at the Bible study earlier in the week, why do you come to church on Christmas Eve? We were asking around. And one woman I talked to at 24-Hour Fitness the other day said, "It gives me a break for an hour from my family." Well, there is a basis for us to go deeper than happy tonight. In fact, the whole basis for tonight is much more than the happiness that our Hallmark commercials provide for us, which they're sweet, they're wonderful. But it goes beyond happy to sheer, unadulterated joy. Can you say joy?
Joy.
That's the word for tonight. I certainly want you all to be happy, like I'm feeling happy tonight. Who couldn't be with all this incredible music? Isn't that awesome? My goodness. Oh. But even more, I want you, every one of you, and I want me to be full of joy. Okay. Did you hear the message of the angels to the shepherds a minute ago? "Behold," the angel said, which means pay attention. "I bring you good news of a great" what? "Joy, which will be for" who? "All people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. And what will prove it to you is this: you'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a barn." That baby is the basis for your joy and my joy. Why? The creator of the stars that we consider during this Advent season on Wednesday nights. We had stars shining all over the place here and some other things we considered. The creator of the stars and all the whirling planets and of all the universe and other universes beyond ours, I suppose. That God has chosen to come and be with you. Emmanuel, the name, one of the names for Jesus. God with us. See. So whether you're on the top of the world tonight or whether you're in the pits, wherever you are at any given moment, any time in your life, the word is this: God is with you. For now, for always, in every breath you take on this earth, and even beyond your last breath, God is here to be with you. Even when you forget about him, even when you can't see him and wonder where he is, even if you don't believe in him, God is with you. Here in Texas, we have a guy who I think could qualify maybe even more than Pope Francis for Man of the Year. His name is Michael Morton. lives in the Austin area, and many remember this. He was incarcerated for 25 years, falsely accused and convicted of killing his wife. Remember that? And he got out this last summer. 25 years ago, the day after celebrating his birthday and the success of his three-year-old son's heart surgery, and he was released this year just finally. CNN did a special on him. You can see it on YouTube, I think, called An Unreal Dream. All sorts of things we heard about this last summer, but I didn't hear this till recently. This show was on December 8th. All sorts of things happened in those years of incarceration. In the interview, he describes how he was, over the years, just full of despair. And especially in the 15th year of his incarceration, when his son chose to change his name to cut himself off from his father. And in that despair, he reports that although he wasn't a religious man, he cried out to God. He cried out to God to give him some kind of sign that God was there. And he said, for several days, nothing happened. And then one night, I was laying on my bunk, maybe half asleep, and I was surrounded by a bright golden light. It blinded me, he says, a sheer goldenness. More than anything else, I felt unlimited compassion aimed right at me like a mother's unconditional love magnified a million times. It was love, he says. I knew without a doubt that this was the presence of God. And I knew in that moment that everything was going to be okay. And then, out of that experience, Michael Morton said he drew three conclusions. One, God exists. Number two, this God is wise, beyond my understanding. And three, this God loves me. And then he said in this interview, if you know these three things, what is your problem? And in the light of that experience, you know, he chose to forgive the prosecutor who did him wrong by withholding evidence. And to see, he was able to see the good things that came of his imprisonment and how that changed his life for good. Imagine. And that is what joy is about, as opposed to happiness. Regardless of your circumstances, realizing that God exists, that God is wiser than you, beyond your understanding of how things are happening, and that this God loves you. It reminds me of an old children's song we used to sing. If you know it, you can sing it with me. Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor. Happiness is... Oh, having a change in my behavior, happiness is the Lord. And then it goes, true joy is mine, no matter if teardrops start. I've found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. But we don't have to go to Austin to witness a spiritual giant who knows joy in the midst of challenging circumstances. And you know, not all of us have visions like Michael Morton has. I haven't. But Shirley West, one of our Lord of Life members, gave me permission to tell you her story tonight. She hasn't had powerful visions, but on All Saints Sunday, Shirley went home from church, and within about 3 hours, all of her words were garbled up. She couldn't talk right. And her daughters took her to the hospital, thinking maybe it was a stroke or something, and it turned out to be a massive mass in her brain. She has terminal brain cancer. And it looks like it's going to be impossible to treat it for any permanent healing. She's been told she has 6 months to live. But all I've heard from Shirley is how God is working such miracles in her life. Every day, she says, she goes about, she's fulfilling her bucket list. She just got back from a trip to the Holy Land, something she'd always wanted to do. She brought back a fresh supply of water from the Jordan River for our baptisms. We put a few drops in every week, but we'd run out. And every day, she says, even when she's not feeling so good, she tells me God is taking such good care of her and her family, and the timing couldn't be better, and that there are miracles every day. Now that's a woman who's experiencing the peace that passes understanding and the unspeakable, what? Joy. Joy. Say it again. Joy. And I wish I had faith as strong as hers. And I bet she's going to beat that six-month prediction. How much do you think, huh? Well, she'll tell you about the good news of great joy if you want to visit with her. For all people, regardless of their circumstances, see? Because for you is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Lo, he comes to love and save and free us. And if God can come into this world as a baby born in a filthy barn with smelly parents and scared parents, God can come into your heart if you'll let him in tonight. And that's the basis for true happiness. Joy, even better. And nobody in no circumstances can ever take that Christmas gift of joy away from you. Not disappointments, not your dysfunctional screwed up relatives tonight, not failing health, not losing a relationship or a loved one by death. This joy has been born into the world in the baby Jesus, and it is here to stay until all things are completed at the end of time. So who wants that kind of happiness? All I have to do is unwrap it. I can imagine a picture, if you will, a gift underneath your tree tonight with your name on it. And it says, from God. And all you have to do is unwrap that gift under the tree from God to you, given with love. And what's that gift? Joy. Joy.